This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Many beef producers calve just once per year. However, there are some operators who maintain both a fall and spring calving system with the same set of bulls. With this herd management plan, special care needs to be given to the bulls. In operations that follow two calving seasons, the cost per pregnancy is reduced if they use the same set of bulls for both breeding seasons. Between breeding seasons is the right time to make sure bulls are ready to go again. They will likely have lost body condition after working through a season, so the more time you have between turnouts, the easier it is to get the bulls recharged to go again. From a nutritional standpoint, producers should know what's available for the bulls to consume. Cool season pastures are starting to grow again with lower temperatures and a tiny bit of moisture, but warm season pastures are nearly done, so supplementation is likely required. A protein supplement may need to be offered and possibly some additional hay, depending on how much forage is still in the pasture. Don't feed to overfatness, but to a level that gives them a smooth overall appearance. The ribs of adequately nourished bulls should not be visible, a body condition score of 5. Bulls should also have access to salt and a palatable mineral mix. Mineral mixes containing 6-12% phosphorus will usually be adequate. The lower percentage is appropriate when bulls are grazing well-fertilized pasture. The mineral mix's calcium content should range from 10-15% under normal grazing conditions or when moderate concentrate feeds are given. Aside from body condition and nutrition, bulls also need a breeding soundness exam. A thorough examination and semen quality test, standard protocol for soundness exams, can help ensure successful conceptions. An exam is recommended prior to each breeding season, so for bulls working in both spring and fall, that's twice per year. Trichomoniasis, a venereal disease of concern, could make a dent in conception rates and ultimately your profit. Controlling internal and external parasites is also important. Stomach worms and other internal parasites can reduce growth and performance. Liver flukes may even reduce fertility. External parasites reduce performance and overall health. A good hair coat free of lice, ticks, and flies will improve performance by not distracting the sires from their jobs. One last tip for managing multiple bulls and turnout groups. Sires that will be in the same breeding pasture need to spend time together before turnout. They'll need to get their social issues worked out before the cows are in the picture to fight over. Sires at the age of 6 or 7 may start losing their dominance to younger bulls. And bulls younger than 3 may have trouble asserting their dominance and breeding cows if older males are in the same pasture. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.